Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View From Here. This morning's piece is a commentary, so the opinions are mine, and mine alone. There's a persistent voice in the back of my head. It's been there for weeks. At first, I thought it was the microchips talking, the microchips that were installed when I was vaccinated against COVID-19. You know, the chips that Bill Gates paid the drug companies to stir into the vaccine so that Microsoft could mine your personal data. Now I'm coming to realize that the voice I hear is not Bill Gates. It's the disembodied voice of a minor devil, a functionary from a mid-level ring in the depths of hell. He works in communications, the same department that brings you the latest from QAnon. The voice keeps repeating, "He's back." The he being referred to is, of course, the former president of the United States, Donald Trump. The man is gradually working his way back into campaign shape. The rallies are starting up again. His schedule is filling out. The moronic flunkies like Flynn and Bannon are back at it, too. At the centerpiece of the campaign, the raison d'etre, for all that wind that is to come, the reason for all of this is the big lie. America, in some unnerving ways, reminds me of the Weimar Republic, Germany, in the years after World War I. It was a time of enormous political unrest, a time when new actors, following new lines, were rising to the front. The eventual winner, a house painter from Austria, and his flunkies were fueled by their own version of the big lie. The notion was attractive to folks who were tired of being ignored by their government, folks whose self-image had steadily declined since the end of the Great War. Their big lie went like this. Germany did not lose the war. Germany was on the verge of winning the war, and then the generals and the politicians sold the country down the drain to the Allies. Germany was robbed of her victory, pure and simple. Victory was stolen. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? When Hitler came to power and rearmed the country, he and his flunkies realized that they needed a new big lie, a lie to sustain the fire of faith in a country that was strong again. Germany's problems, indeed the world's problems, were caused by Jews. That's right, the Jews. The global depression, it's the Jews. Skyrocketing inflation, it's the Jews. You name it, and it's the Jews that caused it, and the Jews that profit from it. It occurs to me that the political career of the former president of the United States has been fueled in exactly the same way, except that he reversed the order of things. He started his first campaign by blaming immigrants for all of Americans' ills, or more specifically, immigrants of color. The Mexicans crossing the border were drug-dealing rapists, all of them gang members, and all of them coming for your wallet and your sister. When he came to power, he only played around with the second big lie, that the reason he lost the popular vote to Hillary Clinton was because of voter fraud, millions of illegitimate votes that should not have been counted. This time around, that big lie, the lie that the 2020 election victory was stolen from him, is the end-all, the be-all. Software companies, pedophile Democrats, crooked election officials, and Venezuela were all in it together. Hitler went from the stolen victory lie to the evil Jew lie. Trump went from the evil Mexican lie to the stolen victory lie. Now, just to be clear, anti-Semitism and the hatred of the dreaded other have been around forever. They are not slave to chronology. Part of the trick seems to be when to pull that old favorite out of the bag and when to rest it for a while. Sooner or later, race baiting is going to come in mighty handy. But back to the bigger big lie. The former president of the United States has opined that he just might be reinstated to the presidency once the auspicious audits in Arizona and Georgia are complete. And the Flynn flunky is floating the idea that a coup, taking the government by force, might be the best alternative. So much more efficient to sidestep the annoyance of the democratic process. Heck, it's worked so many times in so many places before. You remember that old saw about history repeating itself? Well, get ready to watch the rerun. The little voice in the back of my head is saying, he's back.